Back in July of this year, a coalition of Minnesota conservation groups called Mining Truth launched a petition drive asking Governor Mark Dayton and mining companies to answer four questions about sulfide mining. Joining us now with more about this is Aaron Clems. He's Communication and Engagement Director with Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness. Welcome, Aaron.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. First of all, what are the four questions that Mining Truth is asking?
Well, we ask four simple questions that we think are really common sense. One, will Minnesota's water stay safe and clean? Two, are there safeguards in place for when things go wrong? Three, will the company leave the site behind clean and maintenance-free when they're done? And four, will Minnesota taxpayers be protected? And we've heard from thousands of people across the state that they think these are reasonable questions that sulfide mining companies and our elected officials should answer before they consider permitting one of these mines.
And Mining Truth launched this petition drive back in July. What kind of response has there been?
Well, we've received over 13,000 signatures in our online petitions and over 6,000 mailed responses. And so we expect to deliver over 20,000 petition signatures to Governor Dayton and congressional leaders at the end of our campaign.
When you talk about the end of the campaign, what's the time frame? What are your plans?
This is kind of an ongoing thing, of course. This is not going to end at any fixed point.
Okay.
But we plan to deliver these signatures sometime in the next month or so to Governor Dayton. And we're going to conclude this phase of it. And we'll move on probably to talking more about the PolyMet mine proposal, which is slated for its mine plan is slated for release sometime in late November of this year.
Mining Truth has also been doing some polling, is that correct?
That's right. So we did two polls recently, one statewide and one that looked specifically at the 8th Congressional District, northeastern Minnesota. And we found lots of interesting results. I think the most important one at the top is that more people oppose proposed sulfide mines than support them statewide. But there's a whole bunch of folks who still aren't sure. One of our biggest issues and one of the reasons why we formed Mining Truth is to raise awareness about these proposals. We estimated that back in 2012 when we started that less than 5% of Minnesotans even knew of the existence of proposals like PolyMet and Twin Metal to build sulfide mines. And this poll shows that almost 40% do now, and 61% of folks in the 8th Congressional District are aware of these proposals. So we have a lot of work to do still to raise awareness, but we're really pleased to see that folks are actually engaging with this debate now, and they understand what's going on a little bit better, and they're more equipped to actually have a conversation about what these mine proposals might mean for Minnesota.
And the 8th District is significant because that's where the mines would be located?
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you know, we are interested in seeing what folks think about this, both as a statewide issue, because we think it is a statewide issue. Certainly the issues for taxpayers are statewide. But we also want to know what folks around that are in the area feel about and think about this issue. One of the things that we think is really interesting is that we asked some questions in this poll that described key facts about PolyMet's proposal, that it would operate for 20 years, but would require hundreds of years of water treatment and monitoring after closure. And when folks were told those facts, that differences in opinion are almost eliminated. Both folks in the 8th District and statewide oppose that proposal far more than they support it. 45% rejected in the 8th District and 48% rejected it in the statewide poll, compared to about 25% who still support the proposal after being told that fact.
So it sounds like this is an education issue for all Minnesotans, the effects of sulfide mining.
Well, yeah, we absolutely think so. And that was one of our purposes this summer, was to go across the state and bring this issue to people in all corners of Minnesota. And we did that through a combination of some television and radio advertising and also editorial board and media visits across the state. So we've been everywhere from Fargo to Wilmer to Ely to Grand Marais and Duluth. And we've really been gratified to see that folks are really interested in engaging this issue and learning more about it so they can make an informed choice.
We're speaking with Aaron Clems of the Mining Truth Coalition. The group is gathering signatures for a petition calling on Governor Mark Dayton and mining companies to answer four questions before moving ahead with copper nickel mining projects in northeastern Minnesota. More than 13,000 people have signed the online petition and another 6,000 have signed paper copies. Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you haven't already signed the petition, please visit miningtruth.org and you can learn more about these proposals and you can add your name to this list of folks who are asking Governor Dayton to put our water first when he thinks about permitting these sulfide mines in northeastern Minnesota.
Thanks for talking with us today, Aaron. For more information about Mining Truth or to sign the petition, visit miningtruth.org. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.